It's 7:21 here on AM 1160 The Quest. I am Allison DeLole and happy to have my co-host here, Josh, with me.
Oh, it's an honor.
Always an honor. But ecstatic to have on with us Father John Ricardo. He is a missionary from Acts 29, the executive director, as well as Mary Guilfoyle. She's also a missionary and the rescue project lead with us on the line. Welcome to The Quest, Father John and Mary.
Thank you, Allison and Josh.
Joy to be with you guys.
Oh, we are thrilled. Like I said before our conversation, Atlanta loves you, so I am beyond thrilled to have you all here with us today. So
we have a special love for y'all as well, even though we're Big Ten country and y'all are I think we're going to gladly hand the trophy back to you this year.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the Rescue Project, and I don't know how many of our listeners out there have heard about it, but I know a lot of our parishes here at the Archdiocese are going to be kicking it off, I think, towards the end of September. So would love for you all to just bless us with knowing exactly what the Rescue Project is.
Yeah, I'll kick us off and hand it to Mary. So the Rescue Project is a video experience that we created. It's free. It's available online at rescueproject.us. It's also available in Spanish. So that matters. It's in French as well, and
wow.
I think it's going to be in German, Portuguese, and Mandarin soon.
Awesome.
So it's intended ideally to be done in small groups, whether that's in homes or dorm rooms or fraternities and sororities or parishes, and it's a significant part of our response to the most urgent need in the church right now, meaning we think there is a desperate need, both in and out of the church, for a compelling and attractive proclamation of the gospel. Mm. For the simple reason, I just don't think most people have ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, too. I mean, I think of Catholics, like, we were the original evangelists, right? And so somewhere along the way, I feel like we just kind of, I don't know, maybe culturally it's sort of just apropos to lose some steam, but it's so encouraging to see that you guys are boldly teaching people how to share their faith confidently and dynamically.
Yeah, Let me take you back real quick to a comment that I always go back to that Pope John Paul II made back in the early 80s, I think it was, maybe even the late 70s, where he says, you know, the initial ardent proclamation of the gospel is supposed to be such that a person is gradually overwhelmed, and then they're moved to entrust their entire life to Jesus by faith.
Wow.
And again, I'm just not sure if you were to ask most people, forget about on the streets, most people in the pews, has that ever happened for you? Like, have you ever been overwhelmed by the gospel? And have you entrusted your whole life to Jesus by faith? I don't know how many of us would say it has. And maybe to your point, Josh, it's because we just presumed everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we should.
Yeah, correct. I mean, assuming is not good. So we have to bring these programs and bring the information and bring the scripture and bring the Holy Spirit to show them what they truly desire and what sets their heart on fire.
Yeah, and you know, Allison, I would add to what Father John said. It's one thing for us then in the pews to hear the gospel, but then we can't just leave it with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's incumbent upon us to go and tell others that we've met someone. You know, we talk to friends and family all day, every day, and we celebrate these beautiful things that happen in our life. But how many of us are sharing with others that we've actually had a life-changing encounter with Jesus? And the world out there, we're living through what sociologists are calling like the loneliest generation,
wow,
the most anxious generation. They're calling this time in which we're living the new Great Depression, which is the epidemic of mental health. And so we have young men and women, and maybe not so young men and women, who are living very insular lives and are dying to sit with someone in a small group and to talk about the big questions of life. And I don't think there's any greater joy than to communicate to someone that they're beloved by the Father.
Yes.
And for them to understand that their identity is in the Father and they are the beloved sons and father of this, you know, sons and daughters of the King. And once they know who they are, then the trajectory of their lives and the landscape of their lives looks dramatically different than the life that they've been living separate from God. So we live in somewhat of a target-rich environment for the gospel. So if we're hearing in the pews, then we need to go out and share it with others.
That's wonderful.
I wonder if I can up the ante real quick.
Go for it.
Go for it.
So Mary says it's the new Great Depression, and she's spot on. It is. You know, we're also living at a time, so just think of our country right now. Mm. We're heading into an election, and it doesn't matter which way the election goes. It's going to be challenging for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, they think of politics as the solution.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Politics is very important. I mean, you know, how we determine laws and who runs the country and all those kinds of things, they really matter. But politics, as essential and important as it is, it can't fix the anger or the anxiety or the depression that Mary mentioned that's rampant in our country right now,
mm-hmm.
because the root of that problem is the human heart, and only God can fix the human heart.
Yeah.
And the Rescue Project is aimed at trying to help people understand this really spectacularly beautiful truth, which is the heart of the gospel, surprising as it might be to most people out there on the streets, is this simple expression. You matter.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You matter to God. He thinks you're worth not only creating out of nothing, but worth dying for. And that's the core of the gospel. You know, when we do this either live, like we did in Atlanta a year ago,
mm-hmm.
or in other cities, or when people go through the Rescue Project experience, we hear from folks all around the world, and the single most frequent comment we get from folks afterwards is, why have I never heard this before?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and to Father John's point, not only have they not heard it before, but they haven't heard it in a way that they can rearticulate it and share it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way Father John preaches the Rescue Project is through four words: created, captured, rescued, response. It's those four words, or it's these four questions. Why is there something rather than nothing? Why is everything so obviously messed up?
Mm.
What, if anything, has God done about it? And then if he's done something about it, how should I respond? And so part of the beauty of the Rescue Project experience is that you're creating an opportunity for someone to be overwhelmed by the gospel, to surrender their lives to Jesus, and then to be mobilized for mission. And now they have a language. They've got four words and four questions.
Wow.
And to be sure, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of beautiful, beautiful proclamation that goes behind that content. But now you have a means by which to share the gospel with folks who might otherwise not be coming to church. You can do that in your neighborhood or in your workplace. And you can host the Rescue Project in your home or your workplace over lunch. So it's meant to be a portable experience, and our goal is to equip people to share it with others.
So, Father and Mary, for those listening out there, what would you tell them if they are teeter-tottering or just thinking, is this really for me? What would you say to them right there?
It'll change your life. Not because of me, but because the proclamation of the gospel itself is power. And it's life-changing, and it's explosive, and it's extraordinary, and it's the most unimaginable rescue mission that's ever happened in human history. And at the heart of it is you, whoever you are listening right now.
You know, I would only add one more thing. The remedy to what ails us isn't out there in the world. The remedy to the human heart, that which ails us, is Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father John Ricardo and Mary Guilfoyle, for speaking to us today about the Rescue Project. Coming soon to a Catholic church near you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you
guys. We hope to be back in Atlanta soon. God bless.
And now back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160, The Quest.